Federal leaders like you know that modernizing IT requires updated technology and a culture shift. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
The Army's Telemedicine and Advanced Technology Research Center in Fort Detrick, Maryland, held an open house. It demonstrated what the center is doing for the service and looked for ways it can collaborate with industry, academia, and other government agencies. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni spoke with TATRIC Deputy Director Lieutenant Colonel Jeremy Pamplin and Director Colonel Gina Adam.
The overall mission is to develop and deliver medical products. Within TATRIC, our focus is on things that deal with either telemedicine, which is where we started, or advanced technology types of things. So using computer technology, IT types of things, to really advance the care that's given, whether it's on the far forward battlefield, casualty care environment, that sort of thing.
You held this open house recently, and it brought in, it sounds like, people from industry, academia, and also from government organizations. Why decide to hold this open house? What was sort of the mission of it and the whole idea behind it?
This was our fourth annual one, and it was really, from my perspective, designed to sort of let the medical command know about the kinds of things that were our expertise, to showcase some of our mission partners, whether those are other DOD partners or industry types, to show, like I said, MedCom, the medical command, where we see medical research going and medical care on the battlefield going. And really to let those stakeholders know what the newest innovations were in our space.
Had an interesting conversation with a previous deputy director and then interim director, Colonel Tahan, who is now the commander of RARE, Walter Reed Army Institute of Research, who was talking about her experience at TATRIC in the early 2010 range, so about 2012, she, you know, TATRIC almost went away. And she came to this last open house and marveled at the way that it has recovered from the defunding event that occurred then and how it's reestablished itself largely as a new and important lab under the MRMC organization to better improve, you know, how we deliver technology solutions for the combat medic and ways in which we can innovatively save lives in the battlefield. So the open house was not only a way, for I think, for us to showcase that, but it was also a way really to foster new and growing relationships both with our government partners and our industry collaborators and our academic collaborators as well.
So is the hope that, you know, some of these companies may see these technologies and say, oh, I'd love to build off of that, or I'd love to work with the TATRIC to do this, or is it to help, you know, recruit for so people can from private industry can say, wow, you're doing really cool things here, and I'd love to come and join you. So, you know, what are you kind of hoping to get out of it?
It's not just an industry event. You know, I think, you know, industry is constantly looking at the military medical research apparatus and really the DOD to find, you know, ways that they can, you know, help or directions, visions upon which, you know, technology might need to grow in order to better, you know, help the warfighter and help the military medical evacuation chain. But it's, you know, it's not just about the industry partners that are out there, because they have some of their own needs and their own agendas. It's really about making some relationships within with our DOD partners, so both from the ForceCom side and from the S&T side and from the medical device development side to better, you know, create, you know, these solutions that will help our warfighters 10, well, even 5, 10, 20, 30 years from now.
So I've had the opportunity to talk to one of your program managers about one of your technologies, which is to use drones to help pick people up that are in remote areas, and also to find out how these drones are using G-forces so that they're not dangerous to people that are injured. What other kind of technologies are you guys using right now? It sounds like you're doing some pretty innovative things.
So, I mean, it's fascinating. You highlight that capability. I think it's common for folks who are new or just experienced the medical technology domain to kind of see the things that are big and, you know, have nice large displays and are fancy and high tech. But, you know, there's a lot more going on behind the scenes, both at Tatrick and across the innovation domain. So the robots are exciting. You know, they're very tactile way of seeing what the future looks like, but really the infrastructure that goes into making the robot work is probably, in my opinion, where a lot more of the innovation is coming from. And honestly, you know, as the technology develops, the size of the robot's going to get a lot smaller, and it may not be quite as exciting to see. So the other big pieces that are going on here at Tatrick are really the big four that I like to call them. And the big four are the human domain, the engineering domain, the data and analysis domain, and then the networking domain. And the networking isn't networking of relationships. It's actually the computer networks that everything must run upon. And the open house in our three technology scenarios that we demonstrated tried to show start to finish, point of injury all the way through evacuation of a combat casualty, all of those pieces working together. You know, so we had the subject matter experts, the combat medics that were at the bedside of a casualty. We had our lab leads and our program managers that were there demonstrating how to piece together industry-partnered solutions or even GOTS solutions like BatDoc, which is a point-of-injury documentation tool developed by the Air Force Research Lab, just as one example, as well as the networking folks that were in the background making sure that these the data moved from a tactical secret high-side network all the way through the network switch that was developed here to move data from the secret side to the non-secret side to allow us to document in the electronic health record. You know, so all those pieces were on display in order to demonstrate how we integrate not just the technologies, but the partners that we have to develop these solutions.
That was the Army's Telemedicine and Advanced Technology Research Center Deputy Director, Lieutenant Colonel Jeremy Pamplin, and Director Colonel Gina Adams, speaking with Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni. Check out Scott's story at federalnewsradio.com.